Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
So the Attorney General walking away from the podium, unwilling to answer questions because that is all that he can say at this time. And what did he say? Pretty much nothing other than stop criticizing the FBI. And oh, by the way, I did personally authorize and approve the raid on Donald Trump's home. There's really nothing that came out of this that gives you or me any more information on what took place at Donald Trump's private residence, other than the fact that Attorney General Garland is absolutely at the most ground level authorizing and approving the investigation. No more information provided. No little breadcrumb there that suggests that they have something that maybe people haven't been discussing or putting to bed, to rest any sorts of accusations that have been lobbied against or for the president or the investigators. You got to ask yourself if Merrick Garland is going to speak on this issue. And ultimately, what he has said in this moment is, I'm not going to stand by and let people criticize the FBI. Dude, we were doing that before Monday. Like, you can't come out here now and say all of a sudden, like, this is an organization with the highest of integrity and we will not be criticized. When we know what you did in the moments leading up to the 2016 election, we know from lots of testimony on Capitol Hill how you have had investigations prioritized and squashed, and how it very often has a consistent political lean to how you choose to make those decisions. Who we got? Shannon Bream? All right, let's listen in and hear what Shannon Bream's reaction was to this.
So, of course, very standard. They would leave that warrant and that itemization list on site after they carried out their search, their raid. But here's what is left out of that. There's a lot of underlying stuff, affidavits. Mm-hmm. There is other information that would have been used to go to that judge to justify that warrant. I didn't hear the attorney general say that's the stuff that he wants unsealed. That is the subject of a number of legal challenges and requests by a number of media outlets, including the New York Times. They want to see everything. Judicial Watch, there's another local paper. They want to see all of that stuff. That would give us much more information. So I don't think the attorney general is going to be pressing for that level of detail and all that underlying juicy stuff to be let out. So what he's asking for, it sounds like, is exactly what they left with the president's former president and his legal team. So sure, they could allow that to go out as well. And as you noted, he said that, yes, he approved the search for the warrant or the effort to go get the warrant. That still makes a difference because we've had reporting that he didn't know about the exact raid. Those two things could be true, that he knew that the position, that the department was working toward that warrant. He knew about that effort, but didn't know about the specific timing of the exact raid. So I feel like we've learned a lot of nothing today because mm-hmm. it just leaves us with more questions at this point.
Yeah. Shannon Bream saying kind of what we're talking about there. Lots of questions, not a lot of answers. I want to respond to a couple of people who are reacting here. Lots of people joining us on the YouTube live right now. A lot and engaging in the conversation there. Christopher comments on the YouTube channel and says the law is the law. LOL. Are you suggesting that law enforcement in this country is biased? And I read it that way because that's how I read it in my head when it's written that way. Are you suggesting that law enforcement in this country is biased? Good grief. The Democrats have been selling us through Black Lives Matter that all law enforcement is biased for years. That's your line. Now you're projecting it onto us. Give me a break. Nobody falls for, and that's not true. Lots of people will take the bait, especially on opportunities to chat on social media outlets and so on and so forth. You're telling me that it's an all or nothing. Once again, go back to what I said at the beginning of this show. All or nothings don't exist. in these conversations unless you give in to him. And anybody who wants to put you in a position where you have to go all in or all out on something is trying to trap you because they don't have anything else. They have nothing else to bring to the table in the conversation. They don't give a crap about law enforcement. They don't give a crap about the people who are being investigated potentially for political purposes, potentially not. As I've said a million times, this show, give us some truth. Give us some facts. Let's wait until we find out what happens. Christopher and everybody else who is crawling out from under their troll bridges right now and has something to say about trying to dunk on Republicans because now they're questioning law enforcement. Are you so obtuse as to think that you can't look at what federal agents are doing under Merrick Garland's Justice Department in Donald Trump's private residence and separate that from the men and women on the streets of St. Louis right now who are trying to protect these communities that are overridden by crime and DAs who won't prosecute criminals because they're trying to uplift them for political points, that I'm supposed to not be able to separate the blue uniform of the good men and women who risk their lives every day because you want to win some sort of lame political argument about federal investigators in Donald Trump's private residence? I was not born yesterday. It's such an ignorant, lazy argument, which is why it gets under my skin. It's so incredibly dumb and lazy. Like, work a little harder here. I can rough and tumble with you in some sort of elevated, maybe two steps above, maybe three steps above that sort of drivel, where you're going to come and say that law enforcement is law enforcement, and you're either for them or against them. Well, you go first. Are you for them or are you against them? Do blue lives matter or not? You speak and then I will, because I have plenty to say on it and I've been saying it the whole freaking time. This is the kind of stuff that these situations devolve into. And am I participating in it for a little bit? Yeah, you wrestle with the pig, you both get dirty, but the pig likes it and I'm wrestling right now, so fine. We don't live in an all or nothing world. We live in a world of immense gray area. And people who are not willing to meet in the gray area and care more about one another than they care about whether it's the black or the white of it, those people suck. Don't be one of them. Don't participate in it. Shame on me for doing it right now. Ryan, what'd you think about what Merrick Garland didn't say?
Yeah, he didn't really say much. The one nugget at the very, it might have been the first sentence he said, that he was going to put in a request for unsealing the search warrant, was really the only thing that we may get beyond today. But then I thought he was saying that he was going to unseal it for himself, but then he went on to say that I personally approve the decision to seek a search warrant in this matter. So my assumption is that he's going to ask that that search warrant be made public.
Yeah, yes.
So that's movement in a direction of some light being shed on the matter, but it really wasn't much, like you said.
Brad?
Yeah, a couple thoughts here. First thought is what a waste of my time. I mean, come out, if you're going to come out and say something, come out and say something. Don't come out and be like the only like new piece of information, the only real piece of information we got from him was that he actually signed off on the warrant. And then he wants to come out and be like, hey, don't pick on my FBI people. I don't care. Don't do stuff that looks shady and you won't get picked on.
I thought you were going to say something else.
Shady, no.
Shady. That's real close.
Slim Shady.
I agree with both.
And the thing is this is just the producer side of me. We waited over 30 minutes for him to be late to tell us absolutely nothing.
You know what? I've noticed.
Be on time.
All of the people who have produced this show or any show that I've ever been on hate the lateness. Like, it gets under a producer's skin, unlike it gets under anybody other's. I was watching I think it was, who was it? Sandra Smith, I think, was on the previous hour waiting for this to happen. And I was just watching her. I'm like, I see you, girl. I know what you're going through. Just keep talking. Get some guests in here to discuss the issue. We're going to take a quick break.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.